Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 7. Paul opens this passage with an important description of who God is. He is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. For Paul, this is not mere theory. As he is writing 2 Corinthians, the Lord has recently delivered him from a severe and deadly trial. Paul shows us here three facets of God's encouragement in suffering. First, we see one of the purposes of God in our suffering. God comforts us so that we can comfort those in any trouble. When someone is in the midst of the worst of suffering, they tend to feel that no one else can understand. If I were to speak to them, they might feel that I have no authority to speak. But if you have gone through what they are going through, and if you tell them how the Lord was faithful to you, that can carry more weight. There is this holy chain of comfort throughout church history. God strengthens one believer in trial. His or her experience is used by God to strengthen someone else in their trial, perhaps someone in the same generation. But eventually one person's suffering is used to encourage someone in the next generation. And that chain has been going on for 2,000 years. Second, this comfort in trial flows from our union with Jesus Christ. One of the reasons we suffer is because we follow a crucified Savior. No, we don't atone for the sins of the world, but we do take up our cross as we follow Him. It is because of our intimate connection with Christ that we suffer. Our being in Christ is also the reason we are comforted. He ministers to us by His Spirit in our trials. Yet, thirdly, God's mercy does not remove our responsibility to persevere. In verse 6, Paul says that we experience comfort when we patiently endure our sufferings. Because God is accomplishing certain things through our sufferings, He does not always remove them immediately. Knowing that God is a merciful Father and the source of all comfort gives us the reason to keep on trusting Him, keep on watching for Him, keep on waiting to see what He will do through our suffering. So whatever suffering you face today, remember, the God of all comfort is working out His purposes. He is writing a story that you will someday tell to strengthen someone else. And as you remain united to Christ, and as you persevere in hope, your life will declare that He truly is the Father of mercies. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.